Module 7, Triage and Quality of Life Assessments. The goals for Module 7 are to know which injuries indicate poor prognosis in turtles and to understand how to assess quality of life in wild turtle patients. Introduction. When working with wildlife in your practice, many of the patients you will see will have severe traumatic injuries. Turtles are capable of surviving for several days with severe injuries and can sometimes remain alert and responsive despite what would seem like life-threatening shell fractures. Knowing how to determine prognosis in turtles with traumatic injuries is important as it can help you determine when a turtle might need humane euthanasia or if it has a chance of surviving with medical care. Signs of grave prognosis. While every case should be examined individually, there are certain clinical signs that may indicate grave prognosis in injured turtles. Turtles with one or more of these injuries should be humanely euthanized or closely monitored for continuing decline. Finders should be informed that these turtles may not survive. Crushing injuries to the skull with blood coming from the mouth and nose. Evisceration with necrosis of organs. Punctures to both lungs. And open mouth breathing with damage to one or more lungs. Signs of poor prognosis. There are certain clinical signs that are survivable in turtles that receive appropriate treatment, but that increase the likelihood of mortality. Infected wounds, maggots in the coelom, fractures that cross midline on the carapace, especially if reflexes are absent in legs and tail, coelomic breaches, exposure of one lung, and open mouth breathing. Signs of non-releasability. Some conditions, while not lethal, will interfere with a turtle's ability to survive in the wild once released. In some cases, these turtles can be adopted out as pets or to educational facilities as long as they can maintain a high quality of life. However, if the turtle is unlikely to adapt well to captivity, humane euthanasia is the best option. Blindness, inability to eat due to facial trauma, missing more than one leg, female turtles that cannot pass eggs on their own due to pelvic trauma, female turtles that cannot use their back legs to dig nests, or box turtles that cannot fully box. Quality of life assessments. While it can be difficult to determine quality of life in turtles, there are some behavioral signs that can be used to determine when a turtle is in need of additional care or humane euthanasia. Sudden onset of lethargy and depression, or progressive lethargy and depression, open mouth breathing, and inability to defecate or urinate. Please see the website for the additional resources associated with this module. Key concepts for Module 7 include: certain severe injuries indicate humane euthanasia due to the likelihood of pain and suffering. Other clinical signs are associated with poor prognosis but are survivable with timely treatment. This is the end of Module 7.